TUC Radio, Time of Useful Consciousness.
Leonard Peltier, prayer vigil for his parole in San Francisco, with Tony Gonzalez of the American Indian Movement West. For the first time in 15 years, Leonard Peltier had a full parole hearing on Monday, June 10, at the United States Penitentiary at Coleman, Florida. The decision whether he will be free will be rendered by mid-July 2024. Peltier is Turtle Mountain Ojibwe. He has been incarcerated for 48 years for the alleged killing of two FBI agents on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in June 1975. For five decades, Peltier has maintained his innocence and hoped for the chance to clear his name. Peltier had a controversial trial marred by falsified testimony and fabricated evidence. And criticism of the trial even came from judges involved in the case. In 2017, former U.S. Attorney James Reynolds wrote a letter to President Obama to support clemency for Peltier. Reynolds was the federal prosecutor involved in the legal proceedings against Peltier. Notable legal experts, including former U.S. Attorney General Ramsey Clark, say Peltier was not given a fair trial by the U.S. government. Quote, "I think I can explain beyond serious doubt that Leonard Peltier has committed no crime. You have to remember, no witness really said they saw Leonard take aim at anybody. No witness said they heard him shoot at the time he could have killed an agent. There was no evidence that he did it, except fabricated circumstantial evidence, overwhelmingly misused, concealed, and perverted." End quote of former U.S. Attorney General Ramsey Clark. Tony Gonzalez was one of the organizers of the prayer vigil for Leonard Peltier held in San Francisco on June 10. He founded AIM West, the American Indian Movement West, in 2007. Here's Tony Gonzalez.
Greetings, all my relations. Today is a good day. I extend my hand in friendship. We are here today to honor a man who's been in jail, in prison for 49 years. His name is Leonard Peltier. This is a prayer vigil. We want to keep it that way. We invite all our relatives who are here to join us in the circle. We have some sage here. We're going to pass it around. Perry, can you come up here and get fueled up and have people smudge themselves? We're going to ask everybody to smudge yourself. Join us in the circle. Smudge yourself. Prayers. We want strictly focusing on the goodwill of the men and women who are going to be listening today in Florida right now as I speak about the case of Leonard Peltier. Leonard Peltier's last parole hearing was in 2009. He's been rejected since day one, since 77, when he was incarcerated. He can't take another rejection because if it took 14 years for this parole hearing today, as sick as he is, I don't know if he can do another 10 or 15 years and wait for the parole. It would be very cruel if the parole board denies him his freedom. We will know in 30 days. 30 days, the decision will be rendered. Leonard Peltier is a Sundancer. I am a Sundancer. We are Sundancers here. This is a Sundance family that you are invited to. Men and women that sacrifice their time, their life, for us all to go on in a good way. We practice sobriety, to be clean and sober. A sober Indian is a dangerous Indian. So we have to keep focus in our daily life, how we walk. I'd like to ask my brother Joe, who's here with drum, if he'd lead us in the AIM song to begin. And we will have Adam Villa Gomez and drummers from Santa Rosa coming. We have Pomo dancers that will be here. We have Alvaro Tayas and Mexica traditional dancers that will be here. We want to give everybody a chance to speak, but Adam is also a relative of Leonard Peltier, so we'd like for him to also say words when he comes. So I thank the people that came from the Palestine demonstration, solidarity with Palestine. Not to be forgotten, Palestine has always been in our heart. We are the same people. They are the Indians of Palestine. We are the Palestinians of North America. Yeah, well, the dancers will be getting ready. I've asked JR to also say a few words.
Oh, Today is a good day. Today, first thing we want to do on this day is to honor the ancestors that walked this land before us. Wherever you stand, our people have walked before. Honor that. I want to thank all the people that come here today to be a part of this great gathering for a man that deserves that, Leonard Peltier. He's one of the first that stood up. He stood up and he stood by the people to protect the people. That's all he did. For standing and protect the people, they put him away for 49 years. 49 years of incarceration that they've never proven for him to be guilty of. So today I'm honoring you for being here to honor him. So I said, those are the few words that I want to say. And you stay strong. All of us are of an indigenous nation. All of us need to stand for each other. All of us are family. We're family. We're relatives. We're people. Remember that when you walk. I'm glad that you're here. The ones that walk over there, they came here to support. You are the people also. Remember that. You're very special. Aho, Yakabin.
We'd like to thank everyone for being here in solidarity with Leonard Peltier, the longest held political prisoner in probably the last 50 to 100 years in this country. But now I'm going to turn the mic over to George, who has a few words for you.
Good morning, relatives. We just left the federal building where there's a Stop the Genocide rally to speak in solidarity. We need to acknowledge our Palestinian relatives are indigenous people. The same playbook that they've used on our ancestors is the same playbook that they're using in Gaza right now at this moment. So our destinies are inextricably linked. We have to think broader than just the context of the so-called United States. We need to understand the indigenous concept globally, that we have relatives in Southeast Asia. We have relatives across the Pacific Islands. We have relatives in Africa. We have relatives in Gaza, in occupied Palestine. And so when we say free Palestine, we say free Leonard Peltier, we say free them all. There was a clash between two irreconcilable worldviews in 1492. One that represented the worldview of our indigenous people that's reflected in the Lakota expression of Mithakiase, all my relations, or the Mayan expression of In Lakesh, you are a reflection of me and I'm a reflection of you. It's the concept of being interconnected and interdependent. And we understand that concept to be beyond just the human family, but to represent our relatives, the four-legged, the winged, all of the fish life in the rivers and the oceans. We are all connected. We know that that wind has a spirit, that these trees have a spirit, that mountain has a spirit. Versus the worldview of the colonizer, which we generally describe as the three G's, greed, gold, and genocide, which manifests itself in the capitalist mantra of maximize profits, minimize expenditures, where we value money before we value people. And we know right now the most traded commodity in the world is fossil fuel oil. Understand that what's happening in terms of the genocide in Gaza is much bigger than just a land grab. There are oil deposits all along that area. It is a grab for resources. Many years ago, indigenous nations were relegated to the land that was considered worthless. And at the time, valuable land was quantified by how fertile it was for farming. Then later, with technological breakthroughs, they realized that that land was mineral rich with uranium, with lithium, with all these other things. And those are the modern day struggles we have today, because now we see that once again, there's a pattern and a trail of broken treaties. We have never seen one treaty by the US government that has actually ever been honored. The United States government is a dishonorable entity. We all have grandmas, grandpas, elders, people in our lives who said, you're only as good as your word. Well, if you're only as good as your word, then the United States is worthless. We have to understand that during the American Indian Movement presence on the Pine Ridge Reservation and during the incident at Jumping Bull, American Indian Movement was defending land and life. The real fundamental question should be, what the hell were FBI agents doing on the reservation? Yeah. What were they doing on the reservation? That was an infringement of sovereignty. And they were there to undermine traditional people because part of genocide is culturecide. We know that culture is our strength, it's our healing and our recovery. An American Indian movement and all of the traditionals were aligned on one side. And on the other side, you had Dickie Wilson and the Goon Squad aligned with the FBI. Those were neo-colonial agents. Because we know not all skin folk is kinfolk, right? So we're praying here today that Uncle Leonard Peltier, our elder, who's been incarcerated for nearly half a century, over 49 years, that today they at least grant him a compassionate release for a crime he never committed. So let's have a moment of silence. Let's send prayers and energy, because we know that they can jail the body, but they can never, ever jail the spirit. So let's send spiritual energy to Leonard, because you can only imagine after nearly 50 years of being incarcerated for a crime you didn't commit, the opportunity to have fresh air, to touch your loved ones and family, just as you're getting ready to make your journey to be an ancestor, and the pressure, the anxiety, the fear that he must be feeling to be held in judgment by a government that we've already established is worthless. So let's send our spiritual energy to Leonard today on this day of his parole hearing. So in closing, once again, I'll say, free Palestine, free Leonard Peltier, free them all.
Just a reminder for folks that aren't part of the AIM world. We are on Ohlone land, and I'd like to give respect to that. And from now on, when you come to San Francisco, say, I'm going to Ohlone land.
Ahau mitakiapi. Hello, my relatives. My name is Adam Villagomez. Imachialo, wachintanka wichasha. Hemie sisoton wachveton dakota tizatana. Anishinaabe pillager band. So I'm Dakota and Chippewa. And my mother and Leonard are first cousins. And I want to thank everybody for coming here. It's an honor to be here with all of you beautiful people who took time out of your life, out of your day to come. And as John Trudell said, it's life energy properly used by coming here and living your life with your heart, with compassion, with feeling for others. And that's the same thing that Leonard Peltier did. Because when the grandmas asked for help to come protect them, please come help us on Pine Ridge. We're being attacked, you know, just for being traditional people, just for standing up for traditional rights. He went there, put his life on the line, and started working with the community. And so they were willing to put their life on the line. They did because they were being shot at. They did do armed security at those different places. But they were trying to do community gardens. They were trying to organize the community around the traditional values and the virtues. And they didn't grow up with a lot of the ceremonies. This generation that he was part of, there's a prophecy that foretold the hoop was going to be broken and there's going to be many generations of darkness. And so the ones that stood up, the American Indian movement, the warriors of those days, those ones, even the ones here that stood up and made that stand at Alcatraz, they were the ones who still carried that light of resistance. They were the ones that stood up when our way of life was about to die out. Everybody that was Native at that time, you had to be careful. It wasn't popular. And so our people, a lot of them didn't have a sense of themselves. But because there were ones like Leonard Crow Dog, like other traditional families that instead of allowing the children to be sent to the boarding schools, they hid them. And so they were able to hold on to the traditions. And so there's so much been lost because of the attempted genocide to our people. But Leonard is the symbol of that resistance. You look at his story, read The Spirit of Crazy Horse, and that's a story of all of our indigenous people. All of our people went through the same thing. Each and every indigenous family, if you trace your lineage and you look at the governmental policies with Native Americans, you can see how each policy affected your family. And so our family has suffered a lot, but Leonard, Bob Robidoux, Steve Robidoux, Jim Robidoux, all of our relatives that stood up, they were the ones that answered the call of the ancestors, answered the call and stood up and started that struggle to bring that light back to our people. And so the fulfillment of prophecy, we're in the seventh generation when the hoop will be mended. And you see that with the dancers that are coming out. There's young ones that are dancing. We have the next generation. There's young ones here to help us drum. There's young ones that are here to stand, and young ones who are learning and understanding and taking action on Leonard Peltier's case. So our people have not died. We have survived attempted genocide. If you look at Leonard's case, the people who were involved in it, the FBI, they made their name off the Leonard Peltier case, and they became heads of the FBI. And the whole FBI, even down to the secretaries, this is what I was told. There was a family member, he says, yeah, my aunt, she's a secretary at the FBI. And I mentioned Leonard Peltier's case, and oh, she got upset. And so the whole FBI, as an organization, they were given time off. When he was up for executive clemency, they were given time off, and they were paid to go and march against granting executive clemency to Leonard Peltier. So there's a generational FBI cause to keep him in there. And so there's overwhelming pressure. Clinton was going to let him out, but because they had dirt on him, after he did not grant executive clemency, then there was no longer an investigation into him. When Robert Redford, he made Incident Oglala, he was going to make it earlier, but the FBI ended up talking with him and saying, you know, if you support Leonard Peltier, if you do that, you know, you're a famous person. Your children, you know, maybe if they're kidnapped, you know, FBI won't be, they won't be too compelled to help you, to find your children. And so he held off, and then when his children got old enough, then that's when he said, I'm not waiting anymore. I'm going to do this movie for Leonard Peltier, and created Incident at Oglala. Leonard Peltier is a symbol of the continued oppression of the United States against our people. All he ever did was try to survive the oppression that happened to our people. When he first got locked up, it was for stealing food because our people were starving. So a lot of our relatives who ended up in the system, those ended up being our warriors that when they came out, then they went back to the old ways. And so today we are living in the fulfillment of prophecy that we have not died out as a people, and we are continuing on in our way of life. So I acknowledge the Pomo dancers that are here. I want to acknowledge the Ohlone people, the ancestors that we live on. You look at different countries, and sometimes there's like 50% of the native population. Us indigenous people here at the most were 3%. They were almost successful. Our way of life almost died out, but the ones that held it together, they made it possible for us to be here today, for us to be here as indigenous people and still be organized as tribes. So I want to acknowledge we're on the land that we're on. The Ohlone people are not even federally recognized because they're almost erased as a people. So we need to do all we can to support them, to be organized and to be recognized. And land acknowledgement, that's what we should be doing. We should have been doing that a long time ago. Aho mitakia, sir.
Okay, are you guys almost ready? You know, we have our neighbors over here. What about, let us say, free Peltier!
Free Peltier!
Free Peltier!
Free Peltier!
Free Peltier!
Free Peltier!
Free Palestine!
Free Palestine!
Free Palestine!
Free Palestine!
Free Palestine! Kind of reminds us back in the day, you know, what we talk about Peltier, and we talk about all the changes that the feds made and all the documentary and how they paid off all the witnesses to change their stories. I see all our blue guys over here walking around. You know, take it into heart. You know what? You guys are human too. And we're Native people. And we're fighting for only freedom. We're only fighting to protect the earth and protecting the water for all in nation. And that means the next generations. It means your families. It means everyone. And that's what the word we're trying to get out, that we're all human beings and we're all people and we all need to work together. We all believe in prayer. We believe in spirituality. We believe that change can happen. Thank you, Tony, for asking, Morningstar asking us to come down and dance for Peltier and dance for his freedom. Bring these songs out because that's what we believe in. You know, from Round Valley, that's what we believe in. We believe that from our heart. We come from ceremony.
A big O for Yuki Resistance. Big O for our singers and dancers. It's really an honor to be here today with you. I want to say chimisenwi dakam, greetings relatives. We just spent this morning at the federal building in solidarity with our Palestinian relatives that are in court at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. And so we were there this morning. We were offering solidarity statements. We were offering songs. We were offering those prayers. And so it's really beautiful to be here and have the plaza full this morning as we say, free Palestine and free Leonard Peltier. My name's Morningstar, and I have an organization called Indigenous Justice, and it's really beautiful to be here today. We were just on the island, on Alcatraz Island. I want to acknowledge our elders that are here, Eloy Martinez and Chris Urban Rez Longoria.
Some more of the Federal Protective Service. Your 1 hour notice for our federal property. Subject to 41 CFR.
This is your notice that you are on stolen land. This is your notice that for 47 years, we have called for freedom for Leonard Peltier. This is your notice that you have stolen wealth and you have stolen bodies on our stolen land. This is your notice for eviction. This is your notice to pay your rent. And this is your notice to decease. We will not be leaving in an hour. Our Palestinian relatives will not be leaving. They have permission to be here by our California Indian relatives who just offered the songs and prayers. So you can cease and desist, but we are not leaving.
Now we want to bring up our elder, Wounded Knee. First, he's got to do donuts around the smoke real quick. Four times. Tradish. Real tradish. All right. Oh! I think we got to get him some rims for this scooter here, y'all. And some beat.
Thank you, huh?
First of all, I want you to pay attention to what the American Indian Movement have to say. American Indian Movement been here many, many years. But I want to say this to the officers who are standing over there. I want to make it very clear to you. You're supposed to be peace officers, not violent officers. I want the Attorney General Garland to deliver that message to you to say, leave our protesters alone. We are peaceful people. We are peaceful people. Don't turn violence on us. Don't come over here with your billy clubs to beat us. This little Joe standing in front of me, this is what your ancestors did to our people. They tortured our people. They raped our people. And you guys came here to visit our planet, our Turtle Island. I want to make it very clear to the peace officer. You are peace officers, not violent officers. You took an oath, and we took an oath to protect Mother Earth as indigenous people. And the message is loud and clear. We are not violent people. We are peaceful people. And the Creator gave that to us to protect Earth people, because we are all Earth people. I don't want you to film right now. I was talking to the peace officer and Attorney General Garland. I hope you get that message. Send that message to the Attorney General in Washington, D.C. Now I'll go into a prayer. There'll be no filming at this time. We have always said greeting and thanksgiving to our ancestors and to the Creator, to Grandma and Grandpa. Give me the words to say. I come here to deliver a message. It is time to free our prisoner, Leonard Peltier. It is time. He served many, many years behind these bars for nothing he didn't do. We ask you, Creator, we ask the parole board to pardon him today. It's up to you to make that decision, because the ancestors are watching to free Leonard Peltier. It is time to send him home to back to his people so he can remain his days with our Indian people on the reservation. That's all we ask for, to send him home to be with his ancestors and to be with his people on his reservation. Thank you, Creator, for everything that you give us here on Mother Earth. Thank you. We are peaceful people, Creator. You have always watched over us and to protect us. I want to thank the people that are here. Stay in prayer.
Prayer is very powerful. It'll keep them officers away from you. And I hope they're in prayer, because they have to answer to their ancestors. Thank you, Creator, for everything that you give us. Thank you, Tony Gonzalez, Morningstar, Bruce, Guy, and Junior, who is standing next to me. And all the women, you guys protect them women, because they gave birth to us. If it wasn't for a grandma, we wouldn't be here. Grandma produces a woman, and we came through that spiritual canal of our ancestors, our Mother Earth protector. We are peaceful people, because we all live here on Mother Earth. But stay away from this violence. That's my message. It's loud and clear. Because when they come for you in the morning, what are you going to do? The whole world is watching us. Okay? So, grandfather, grandmother, thank you for everything that you give us. Thank you. Take care of Morningstar. Watch over my sister. Oh, Mataki, I say, oh.
Sesulei, thank you to Wounded. Thank you for your words.
Oh, all my relations. That was a good one. I hope we continue with that and positive response by the parole board commissioners within 30 days. My relatives, Leonard will walk free. It'd be very cruel. We can expect a rejection, perhaps, you know, from the parole board, but it will not be forgotten across Indian country for an unjust decision of Leonard Peltier, incarcerated 49 years. He's very sick. My relatives, he needs to come home. So let's pray hard for these next 3 weeks for Leonard Peltier's freedom.
Tony Gonzalez was one of the organizers of the prayer vigil for Leonard Peltier, held in San Francisco on June 10. He founded the American Indian Movement West in 2007. In 1982, Tony began working with the International Indian Treaty Council, the first indigenous NGO in the United Nations. Tony Gonzalez currently hosts KPFA Radio's Bay Native Circle and Across Indian Land, and he is the TV host to Eagle and Condor at San Francisco's Bay Vac Media. My personal thanks to Tony Gonzalez for allowing me to rebroadcast parts of the prayer vigil for Leonard Peltier. Find a video of the full event on YouTube under the title Eagle and Condor 6/16/2024. That's 6/16/2024. You can hear this program again for free on TUC Radio's website, tucradio.org. Our email address is tuc@tucradio.org. Time of Useful Consciousness is an aeronautical term. It's the time between the beginning of oxygen deficiency and the loss of consciousness. Time for useful projects to rescue the planet and the plane. My name is Maria Gelarden. Thank you for listening.